I'm joined by Chris McGreal, who's on the edge of Tahrir Square. What's the latest, Chris?
The square's been filling up all morning. It's much busier today than it was yesterday, and I think that's in part because word had spread after the army addressed the crowd yesterday and said that they were planning to reopen the road through Tahrir Square as a means of, as part of the government's plan to normalise Egypt again. The banks are also opening today for the first time since the protests began. A lot of the demonstrators see any attempt to open the road as effectively a means to kind of weaken the demonstrations, to neuter them, because although they would be allowed to stay, they would of course be forced to the side, and they seem very determined that that won't happen, and there have been long queues to get into the square today. And it may be that the army's given up on that idea because they don't seem to be stopping anybody from coming in, and the square's been filling up pretty quickly.
How many people there? Give us an idea of numbers.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's in the many thousands. There have been quite a lot of families coming in today, and unusually, not so much in the past. That may in part be because there have been a number of services. There's been a Christian service because it's a Sunday. There's also been some Muslim services, and there's a much more relaxed atmosphere today than there has been in previous days. I think people feel that even though there was this potential threat to open the road, there have been far fewer pro-Mubarak people visible over the past couple of days. And I think people in the square are feeling less threatened than they were.
Those services were about remembering that those that had died in the protests, is that right?
Yes, in part. A number of things, really, but yes. And also that it's just a Sunday. And part of it was a demonstration of solidarity. The Christian service was held with rather a large number of Muslims openly coming out and protecting it. There wasn't really any immediate threat to it, but in a kind of solidarity. At the moment, there's a real message coming out from the demonstrators that they represent all of Egypt, every element, no matter what religion, no matter what class. And so where there are these opportunities to demonstrate solidarity across various lines, including religious lines, they're seizing the moment, in part to get out a message to the rest of the world, because they are aware that particularly in the United States, there's this this focus on the Islamic element of the demonstrations, the Muslim Brotherhood, and what all of that means. And I think there's a real attempt here, talking to people, to get across the message that these protests are about all Egyptians, not about one section of society.
And while this has been taking place, the Muslim Brotherhood has been meeting Vice President Omar Suleiman. How's that going down in the square?
They're just accepted as part of the process. I mean, there is a division in the square over whether people should be, the opposition groups should be talking to Suleiman. There are those that believe they shouldn't be until Mubarak has gone. That's the central demand, and they really don't think anything else should happen until the president has resigned. But in terms of the Muslim Brotherhood as an entity, I think it's very much a feeling that they're part of the fabric of Egyptian politics, that they have a role to play in this country. And whilst there are undoubtedly people in the square that are would be concerned at the idea that they would gain power, and some that are even fearful of them, there are not many that think that they shouldn't be part of this whole process, and certainly most would welcome it.
You've been covering this from Washington, and you're now obviously in Cairo. Give us a sense of the difference.
I think that the major difference, obviously, is one of perception. It's clear from the Americans' talks with Suleiman and what Hillary Clinton had to say yesterday that the American emphasis is on what they regard as stability. And stability, from Washington's eyes, is a regional question, and that involves, amongst other things, the maintenance of peace with Israel and what Israel sees as its security interests. The view from Tahrir Square is very much that this is about Egyptians freeing themselves, and the American definition of stability isn't necessarily what people here have in mind. They want Mubarak gone. They want freedom, as in not only the liberty to elect their own representatives, but to speak out, to criticize governments, and they are therefore very suspicious of Omar Suleiman and his role, and not least because he headed the intelligence services that had been so oppressive of ordinary Egyptians. But I think that there's a nervousness in the square about what American intent is, and that after 30 years of American-defined stability through Hosni Mubarak, there's a concern that at any kind of continuation of that definition of what is good for Egypt.
How do you see it playing out in the next couple of days?
It's hard to say. I think there's a realization here in the square that there's going to perhaps be a longer haul. The excitement of recent days when Mubarak seemed right on the brink of going has given way to a realization that clearly, politically, he's finished, but that doesn't mean to say he's going to be out of office in the next day or two, particularly given the deals that are now being negotiated and where the Americans have positioned themselves. But I don't see any, at least on the basis of today, any lessening of support in the square for that central demand. I don't see people drifting away and giving up or becoming disheartened by the fact that it does appear there's going to be a long haul. It's possible that there'll be some kind of breakthrough in the negotiations, some kind of agreement on a transitional arrangement, and maybe that will involve some kind of announcement about Mubarak going much earlier than his intended departure in September. But I don't think anybody is expecting that right now. They're essentially just holding on and waiting to see.
And it's peaceful for now.
And it's peaceful, yes. There's no real tension. Yesterday there was a little bit more of a standoff as the army moved a little closer in to try and clear some burned-out cars. Possibly, it seemed, in preparation for plans to open the road. They seem to, at least for now, to have backed away from that. They moved back from the positions they were in. It's easier to move up and down the side streets than it was yesterday. Everybody seems very much more relaxed. And as of yet, today, there's no sign of the pro-Mubarak protesters.
Okay, Chris. Keep us posted. Thanks a lot.